we're starting some of Bay's Omen Aleph, that the Eisrin, they had left over, the Sha'aruna Kohadein Lefisa of the Kfar Hananya. They estimated that it was as large as a frying pan of Kfar Hananya. Masik Soshal Adoshim would be able to hold a saw of lentils. So this was huge. That's 4.5 gallons. So that means, in a Bavli, it seems to indicate it was up to 22 gallons. So one, imagine one peach being bigger than three, whatever. Well, it was quite large. Basa Yaman, Avran Tamon. So after some days, they passed by the same place. And then the sharecropper brings him out some more stuff. Apek long tray tlas lego yuday. He brought out 2 or 3 peaches that fit inside his one hand. So they said how small they were. He says, "Minhahui lama nambai. We want peach from that tree you gave us from the last time." Malone. So he said to them, "Mineinun." As a matter of fact, these are from that tree. Kro aloi. So they said this pasuk on Eretz Pri Lemlecha Liras Yeshiva. That Hashem turns a fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of the inhabitants. In other words, obviously, there must be some bad mice going on over here. If people do Averis in Eretz Yisrael, the land responds accordingly and produces smaller fruit. All right? Amar B'Kanina, Chatzlachas L'Hacha, when I came up here to Eretz Yisrael, the Savis Ezuri Ve'ezuri Devri Ve'ezuri Dechamari. I took my belt, my son's belt, the belt of my donkey driver, and we tried to tie the end to end all these belts. Makvachi Rasa, the Chavarusai, the Arad of Israel. We tried to encircle a trunk of a carob tree, very successful, the Maton, but they would not reach all the way around the trunk. Katziskan Karuv, I cut off one carob from the tree. Unigad Mlo Yudoy Vash, and a handful of its honey was flowing out of the carob. You know, as opposed to the way, you know, when we look at a carob, it looks like dreck. it smells like vomit. I mean, I don't know what people see in a carob, but here you see the way a carob was really supposed to taste like. It's supposed to be full of honey, flowing honey. I'm sure you know when it says that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, when he was in the cave, I'm sure he had a really nice carob tree with honey and everything. Okay, I'm Reb Yochanan. Yafei sifsof she'achalnu v'yaldu senu. The leavings means leftovers, right? Of the harvest that we ate in our youth were better than the praskin shachal was concerned, the prime peaches we ate in our old age. Deviyome ishtani alma. In my days, the world changed. This is like, you know, the old days were always better, right? My friend Avram always says that the fruit in New York is always like so much better than the fruit we get over here in Baltimore, because they get it, whatever, it hits the dock there, I guess, earlier, and all the stuff that's rejected comes down, you know, via shipping. Amar Rabbi Ba, so'ar arbelis, earlier times the saw of the wheat of Arbel, ha'isam ma'itziya so'ar soles. So this is not going to make a lot of sense, but listen to what it says here. One saw of the original wheat would produce 1 saw of fine flour, 1 saw of ordinary flour, 1 saw of this cibarium, whatever that is, 1 saw of subin bran, 1 saw of morson coarse bran, and 1 saw of gnenim of extra coarse bran. So that means you'd end up with 6 saw of flour and bran from 1 saw of wheat, which doesn't make a lot of sense because you can't get 6 times the amount of a volume. It doesn't make sense, right? So what he says over here, on the bottom, he says, in footnote 9 in the brackets, he asked this question: how is it possible for a single saw of wheat to produce 6 times its own volume? So he brings yoding subis, that it means these flowers expanded when they were kneaded with water. Okay, so that might be one approach. Okay, it's a problem. Uchadon, nowadays, afilu chada b'chada loikama, we don't even get 1-to-1 ratio from the wheat. You know, you'll grind the wheat, you'll get less than what you started with. Reb Chuna b'shem Reb Avin, chinamon machal izim hoya. Cinnamon used to be the food for the goats. Hayasom and Gadon also, it's so cultivated for that purpose. In other words, it's even though it's normally rare and valuable other places, but it grew so abundantly in Eretz Yisrael, they used it as food for goats. They used to bring, remember, so you're supposed to bring two sheep every day. So those sheep, look at the size of these sheep. They would put the sheep on the back of a camel, and their feet of those sheep would still drag on the ground. Imagine, you know how tall a camel is? A camel is like 10 feet at least off the ground. It's above my head, right? 3 feet above my head easily. 4 feet. So it's 10 feet off the ground, and these sheep are hanging down on the sides, and their feet are dragging on the floor. These sheep must have been huge, giant sheep, right? Yeah. That's right. That'll be a nice carbon Pesach. Rab Chuna b'shem Rab Idi. There was a story. They tied a goat to a fig tree, and they left it for a time, it says here. And they came back. They found there was a pool of honey from the figs and milk from the goats mixed together. So that was a kiyum of the pasuk of Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. That's what they say on the bottom here. I just want to tell you my own shot in Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash really quick. Why does the Rabban Shalom describe Eretz Yisrael as Cholav Udvash? Why does he use those two foods? Because what food spoils quicker than any other food? Milk. Milk doesn't last, you know, without refrigeration, and especially if it's hot, it won't even last a day. And what food never spoils? Honey never spoils. So you have these extreme, Cholav Udvash are two extremes. So I think the pshat in saying that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash means it encompasses every kind of food from both ends of the spectrum. That's my pshat. Okay, I don't know if it's true, but it's a nice pshat to share with you. Okay, now we're going to another thing. Rabbi Yomel Reb Priri. So he said the following, Lesat Chamili Ha'iskul Degob Karmach. Will you not show me this renowned cluster of grapes that's in your vineyard? In other words, everybody talks about this amazing size grapes. Amalei, he says, I'll show it to you. Come, I'll show you. The fake boy, he went out to show the cluster. Adahu Racha, he was far away. He saw Torah. He saw what looked like was an ox in the vineyard. Amalei, less Hadain Torah, Machabal Karma. Isn't that ox going to destroy the vineyard? Amalei, Hadain Torah, the at Sofer, who's Segula? That is the cluster of grapes that you've come to see. It looks from a distance like it's an ox, but it's actually this huge cluster of grapes. Rebbe said this pasuk while the king was still at his banquet, my perfume gave forth its fragrance. So the king at his banquet is a melch malchi amlochim when he's the mesibo, means when he's in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And near Dina San Reicho, the perfume is referring to Eretz Yisrael giving forth the fruit. So as long as the Shechina is in the Beis HaMikdash, so Beis HaMikdash Chorev Ad Koim Bikash Yusof, but the temple is destroyed, but you, Eretz Yisrael, are in your stubbornness, meaning you're still producing land, you're still producing very, very good, amazingly large fruit. So, of course, by saying that, you know what he did. He gave it a nine hara. So that was the end. Miyad ispon v'la ashkach. Immediately as a result of those words, they couldn't find any. That was the end of it. No longer produced that kind of fruit.
Well, you see that the fruit, even when the Meraglim went, it says that the two guys slept.
That was before the Beis HaMikdash.
It was before the Beis HaMikdash.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah. Okay. Good point. Aitun kumay train puglin mibain reishata letzuma rabba. So they brought two rashes before Rebbe between Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. About puke shmitasa, it was a departure of the Shemitah year. So you're talking about like this year, you know, the year after Shemitah, and it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they're bringing him two very large radishes. Okay. Hafa b'hun tu'une digamo. They were so large, they were a load for a camel. I'm alone, so he's seen these radishes. He says, less also for love, swakaninun, aren't these forbidden for consumption? Because as you know, anything that grows wild is also midrabanan during the Shemitah year, right? So why are we allowed to eat these? Amalei, so they said to him, no, bafuke reshata is drawn. These were planted after Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Look how fast the Eretz Yisrael produced these fruits, like in no time at all, a couple of days, right? So, at that moment, he was mater all the vegetables right away. You don't have to worry that maybe these came from the Shemitah year, that once he saw how fast Eretz Yisrael produced that stuff. Okay?
Say it was
30
days,
what
was it?
What?
How long was it?
10 days.
It was within 10 days. Right? Yeah. Now, there's a lot of raid about this, about why he was moderate. Yeah, but we're not going to go into it now. Okay, well, now we're on 62B. Mo'oin Kome, they asked Rebbe, Ma'avodein Dixiv, Avshu Perudos Tachas Negrufu Sehem. The seeds have rotted beneath their shovels. On Mo'oin, Tachas means in place of. So tachas shahinu gofen dvash, in place of shoveling honey. Harinu gofen rakvubis, we're shoveling rottenness. So because of the avarus. Maisa rakvubis shahinu lashur shaltainim, he had a row of fig trees. Vol mosel gadol shal dvash mekifon, he found a fence of honey that was surrounding the fig trees. Chad ranash havazra chaklo lefes, he would sow a field with turnips. From mekata mazavin, they grew so fast, he was detaching and selling the turnips right after he planted them. Right? It was so fast. Maisa b'shu'ol, there was a fox. Shaba, it came, and kinein barosha shalefes, he made a den on top of this big turnip. He dug out a den, he gave birth to the children there, and it was great.
Didn't Woody Allen have something on this?
What?
Didn't Woody Allen do something on this?
I don't know. I have a shed which I think Sammy made, and underneath that shed, that's where this fox is coming. It's the same thing as like Eretz Yisrael. Ma'isa b'shifin v'kelach echad shalchado shoyi boi shlosh abadim. So there's this case here in Shichin where you have a single stalk of mustard had three branches. V'nifshach echad mehem, one of the branches broke off. Sibchu bo sukas yaitzun. They were able to use it as like schach over a potter's hut. They had three kavan of mustard seed. As from my recall, mustard seed is like this little small plant. I think, if I recall correctly, when I saw a picture of it, it's a very small plant. So for this to be this large is like something out of, Land of the Giants. I'm Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, Kelach Echad, I had a single stalk of mustard, Shalhardo. I had it on my property. I used to oil a boy. I would climb up the stalk. Ka'ola rosh ha'teina, like climbing up the top of a fig tree. It's like Jack and the Beanstalk, right? Ma'isim be'alcha shazar of sa'a shalafunin. There was a certain person who sowed a saw of beans. Asha shal shmeyas sin. It made 300 saw. Amulai hislach hashbrach l'orecha. So they said to him, Hashem has begun to bless you. Amulai azlon l'chon. Go away, go away. This is no blessing. Diyanchas talo bishale. This was actually harmful. Dew fell upon the crop. Dilochein, if it would not have occurred that we had this harmful dew, bechafla havasav it. It would have made double that amount. So, don't talk about this being so blessed. This was like a bad year. It's all in your perspective, right? Amar b'shem ben chalafta. This was a story he told his son Sichnan. Go up and take us dried figs from the barrel. So he went up, go up to the second floor, right? Ola, he went up there. He stuck his hand into the barrel, and it was honey. He thought, well, this isn't figs. So he went back. He told him, Amalai, Abba Shaldvashi, it's not figs, it's honey. Amalai, Hashke Yadecha. Put your hand all the way in deep. At Mala Gregus, you'll be able to bring up the figs. So I guess, the whole top few inches was honey. You have to really stick your hand deep into there. A little bit of mess. Maisa Shomer Rabbi Yosef Levnei Betziporin. So he told his son in Tzipori. Alei Baveis Lana Grugs from Aliyah. Again, the same type of story. Olam Matzah Saw Aliyah Tzof Aleha Dvash. He went up, he found the second floor. The whole floor was covered with honey. It had overflowed out of the barrel and covered all over the floor. So it was a little sticky. Of Chananya have a mizav and dvash devorion. Now here's an interesting case. which is more expensive, bee honey or
or
fig honey? Let's say. So bee honey is more expensive. So this is a very interesting story. Rav Chananya was selling bee honey. Havalei dvash detzalin. He also had fruit honey as well. So the donkey drivers came. They wanted to buy bee honey. Mila, inadvertently, yada zaben leidvash etzalion. He, by accident, he gave them the fruit honey instead of the bee honey. And he discovered his mistake later. Basa yamin, time went by. Avrin tamon, these same people came by, and Amaloi and Sarab Chananya said to them, begin lo matayu lachaim, please, so I don't mislead you. Have a yadin hahu doshad yahavus lachaim detzayin inyon. You should know that that honey I gave you was not bee honey; it was the fruit honey. I gave you the wrong one. Amulei, he said to him, don't worry about it. Mineyanan boy, we want more of that. What you gave us last time was delicious. Do tov lo ividitin. It's better for our work. They were very happy. They didn't want any refund and so on. But nonetheless, Rav Chananya felt. He didn't feel comfortable. He didn't want to benefit, it says over here, from money received under false pretenses. For Afresh Timise, and he separated a sum equal to the value of the honey that he had sold them. Uvernov Bebe Midrash Adi Tziporin, he helped build with it a base Midrash in Tziporin.
That's a lot of money.
So they say over here, it doesn't mean he built the whole building himself. It means he added it to the funds that were used to build the base Midrash. That seems to be more reasonable, right? In the bottom, he brings down, if you steal money from the Tzibor, you don't know who to return it to, so you should do something. You know the famous story with the Chofetz Chaim, right?
He stole from Goyim, I think.
This story?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they weren't. But the Chofetz Chaim is famously, as you know, had a store. And because he was afraid maybe he cheated people. See, he built a water fountain in Rodin on his own funds, which is a lot of money, actually, because that's what it says to do. If you were Geisel as a Tzibor, you want to return to them their money, you do something, you make a public park for them or something to pay them back. Okay, so Reb Elazar, now we're coming to the end here, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Azal Chad Asar. See, he went to a certain place. Eisen Kamei Kruv Mitzamach. They brought him a well-cooked cabbage. Amar Lahain, he said to them, because it tasted so sweet. Sagan Dvasha have to be. You put too much honey into this cabbage. Amar Lei, Laivin Bei. No, we didn't put any honey into it. Mineu Vehu. This cabbage is so sweet. It's naturally sweet, and that's how. That's just, it's not our fault. So we got to Halachadal of Yitz Hashem. We'll continue on Wednesday. Halacha Dalit.